trust. You need to know how much you mean to us, my old friend. To my beautiful boy, you're my best friend. You've given me independence, even saved my life. I've seen so much through your eyes. You're the best guide dog anyone could ask for. I still remember the day we met. This is Lincoln. He's a Labrador and 18 months old, the trainer said, introducing us. Of course, I couldn't see you, but as I patted you, I imagined your lean, yellow body and could feel you swaying as your tail wagged happily. Good boy, Lincoln, I said, smiling. A former registered nurse, I'd been blind for a few years since suffering the eye disease glaucoma. My partner Colin was blind too. He used a white cane to get around, but I wanted a dog. So, after being assessed by a guide dog's New South Wales caseworker, we'd ended up with you, Lincoln. You learned my routine so well that if I was at the shops and said go to the post office, you knew where to go. And I learned that, like all Labradors, you were led by your stomach. You were trained to ignore stray scraps on the ground, but sometimes when we were out walking, I could feel your body trembling with excitement as we passed a particularly juicy morsel. We'd only been matched a month or so when we had our first big test. We lived on the New South Wales south coast and I needed to get to Sydney for the day. Do you think he's up to it? Colin asked. He'll get me there, I said with confidence. We got a taxi to the train station and you led me to the platform. When the train arrived, you walked up to the open door, got half on, waited for me to step on, then got the rest of the way on yourself. Then you led me to a seat and off the train safely at the other end. At the end of the day, you repeated the journey. Lincoln was amazing, I said to Colin later. We were both so proud of you. One day, I stood on the curb at a suburban road near home, waiting for the cars flying by to stop so I could cross. The wind was up, so I wasn't able to hear very well, but I was convinced there were no more cars coming. Forward, Lincoln, I commanded, and went to step on the road. You halted, yanking me back, and at that split second, a car whooshed past right in front of us. You deliberately ignored my command because you knew it was dangerous. Lincoln saved my life, I told Colin later, tearfully. When Colin and I decided to get married in Las Vegas, I knew immediately I wanted you to be our ring bearer. There was a lot of paperwork involved in taking your dog to the USA, but we were eventually given permission. On the 16-hour flight, you were better behaved than a lot of the passengers. In Las Vegas, you walked me down the aisle with a little cushion fitted around your neck with a ring on it. Somehow, you even managed to cope with the American traffic and cars driving on a different side of the road. You came with us on a cruise to the South Pacific a few years later. An officer even gave you your own life jacket. You became a bit of a celebrity on board the ship. Everyone wanted to pat you, which they weren't supposed to do. The first time we went up on deck, you stopped in your tracks, and I swear you were looking around at the ocean on every side of us, with your jaw dropping, thinking, where are we? Colin and I took you on the Indian Pacific and GAN trains too. As we hurtled across the Nullarbor Plain, you started pacing and nudging me with your nose, signalling you needed a toilet break. I told one of the staff, and they stopped the train in the middle of the desert so you could hop off. It's the first time we've stopped the train so a dog can have a wee, the conductor laughed. We moved to Magnetic Island, just off Townsville in Queensland, and you loved living by the beach. But, like us, you were starting to show your age. You were a bit slower and not quite as playful as you had been. You turned 11 at the end of last year, and I decided it was time for you to retire. I planned to get another guide dog so you could be my pet and have an easier life. You can run on the sand and swim in the sea all you like, I told you, tickling you under the chin. One day, soon afterwards, I noticed you hadn't touched your dinner. You'd never done that before, ever. What's wrong, boy? I asked, stroking your head, and suddenly I could hear you'd slumped to the floor. Come on, Lincoln, I urged, get up. You didn't move. This is serious, I said to Colin, worried. I immediately called the local vet, but it was after 5 p.m. and no one was there. We have to get him to the mainland, Colin said. My cousin gave us a lift to the vehicle barge. We'll fall, the barge operator said. Please, it's an emergency, I said. There's something wrong with my dog. They made room for us, and we got you to James Cook University's vet hospital in Townsville. Blood tests revealed you had a tumour and were bleeding internally. Emergency surgery might buy you some time, but it would cost $3,500. For two disability pensioners, it might as well have been $3 million. You'd given me a lifetime of service and you'd saved my life, but I didn't have the money to save you. We can't afford that, I said, gulping back tears. They stabilised you for the night while we face the inevitability of having you put to sleep the next day. Colin and I were both too distraught to sleep, and then at 3 a.m. the vet called. There's a chance that the tumour could be benign. If that's the case, Lincoln might have another year or two. We're willing to waive the fee, she told us. We were overjoyed. It was such a kind gesture. You had the surgery and they sent a part of the tumour away for testing. But it was malignant, and you were given a month, maybe 90 days tops. We took you back home in stunned silence. It's impossible to describe what a guide dog means to its owner. It's a powerful bond of love and trust. Every day that passes brings us closer to the time we have to say goodbye to you, and I can't bear it. You spend most days sleeping, too tired to move, but you still make the effort to wag your tail weekly when I give you a cuddle. Losing you, Lincoln, will be like losing part of myself. I love you so much, old friend, and I'll never forget what you've done for me. All my love, Mum. And that was the experience of Rowena Dowling, 48, who lives on Magnetic Island in Queensland.